The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale, ericsfamilybbq.com.
When was the last time you had really good Texas-style barbecue? Eric's Family Barbecue, the way it's supposed to taste. Always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Eric's Family Barbecue uses only 100% fresh meat, slowly smoked over mesquite wood until it's juicy and delicious. We all know their brisket is the best, but have you tried their pulled pork ribs, or rib tips? Amazing, and their sides are all house-made. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Go to ericsfamilybbq.com for more information.
This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98.
The first cut is the deepest. Baby, I know.
Juice, we're live.
Whoa, I'm sorry. I was just singing karaoke songs to the ladies in the audience. Very nice, very nice.
It is, man, it's already 9:09 here in the Morning Sickness, and it's time for us to get you guys all caught up on the things that are coming out this week. A couple of great ones last week in the hot releases, and Brett, I told you about it Saturday. Oh, yeah. I don't know if I told you. That Silk Sonic, what is it, six songs?
No, it's actually eight, because one's it's an intro.
Intro,
it's like a minute
long, yeah. The intro is worth it. I had that thing on a loop. That is the most entertaining musical selection of record I've heard in years.
It's great.
Like, yeah. Everything. It's soulful. It's funk. It's got some rock. The attitude is outstanding. It's just full out.
It's
70s fun. Yeah. Soul funk. And man, oh man, that song Fly Is Me or whatever it is.
Yeah.
If you don't get an ego boost just listening to it, you're not getting it. That song is outstanding. So if you're looking for something to just kind of make your house a little bit better for an hour, I don't care what kind of music you like, you're going to like this Silk Sonics thing last week. That's the best release of the year, if you ask me.
I'm with you on that so far.
Yeah, rock doesn't matter. Rock, rap, doesn't matter what you're into. This thing is, it's just great music. I like that one a lot. But let's find out if we've got a match this week.
We don't.
It is time. Okay, it's time for the hot releases. Brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family BBQ. Very proud of Anthony and his beautiful wife, Casey. Casey Anthony, as I like to call them. They got their start there at the Cardinal Stadium. Eric's Family Barbecue is now one of the places inside the Cardinal Stadium for games. Proud to announce that with a little help from us, I'm going to take some credit for it. In their first weekend, they were the number one vendor inside the stadium. Wow. Take that. How about that? He's got his Instagram stuff and all that. So they crushed
That's
it.
That's awesome.
And they're upper deck. You know, they're in the cheap seats, as they say, and those people just flooded them. So if they move them down into the lower level too, our friend Anthony at Eric's Family Barbecue and his beautiful wife, Casey, are going to have an awesome meal. Family owned, operated. Anthony is a vet and just a great guy. Awesome dude. So great success for them, and we're proud to have them as part of this show and helping us out with things. So thank you to them, and congrats on their success. Let's get one out towards, I don't know, 16th Street and Bethany Home. Let's say another one pops up just as a thank you to me. Right down the street where that horrendous Texas Grill is. Let's just tear that down and put in a place that serves decent human food, shall we? That doesn't try to kill people. I'd rather hang out with OJ and hand him knives than go back to that death trap known as the As Grill. Anyway, it's time for your hot releases. Brought to you by Eric's Family Barbecue. Eric's Family BBQ. Eat, meet, repeat, skeet, and skeet, skeet, skeet.
Just eat. Skeet, eat, repeat.
Skeet, 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 I like to call it. ericsfamilybbq.com. Who's first?
I'm gonna go first.
Brett,
yes.
Release me.
All right. Well, it is. We're coming up on the Christmas. We're coming up on the Christmas season, so of course we're getting some Christmas releases. And Blackmore's Night, which is Ritchie Blackmore, formerly of Deep Purple, he's re-released his Christmas album, Winter Carols, and This is Hark the Herald Angels Sing.
And Rainbow, right?
Rainbow too. Yeah. And let's just skip ahead because
splendid.
We all know
very splendid.
Yeah. Oh, wait, that's not Ritchie Blackmore. He sounds amazing.
Yeah, you wouldn't think so.
Hey, Twitter World, that girl sounds pretty good.
I think she's blonde too, Juice.
Oh, I like those. I like when they sing and then in the middle of the song, they start going.
So
they're choking on their own blood. That's my favorite type of woman.
All right, let's get.
Keep that going. I like that. That's a good one. Yeah, that's good stuff. I like that. Oh man, I'm soothed. My stabbing hand feels like very relaxed right now.
Big fan of Silk Sonic there, Juice?
Oh, I love the Silk Sonic. I love Bruno Mars talking about paying bills for bitches and all sorts of stuff, putting them in their place, you know, before it gets out of hand. And I know what that's like. I'll tell you that right now.
You did. You don't have to anymore.
No, now I don't have to pay for anything except that awful Fred Goldman. But still, that bitch still costed me a lot of money, and I didn't even kill her, according to the paperwork. All right, you can move on.
All right, so there we go. So let's get the Christmas stuff out of the way. Eagles of Death Metal.
Yes.
This is A Boots Electric Christmas, and it...
Oh, they went Christmas song.
Yeah, this is Oh Holy Night.
Wait a minute, this is Tommy and the... People forget, like, the word death metal's involved, but they're calling themselves the Eagles, meaning Glenn Frey and Don Henley, of death metal.
Right. Yeah.
They're not like the soaring American Eagles of death metal. The joke is that they're kind of a light death metal, light rock.
Let's see if it goes any... And it doesn't go anywhere.
Here's what I don't understand. Who... Like, because these are the standard versions of Christmas songs.
Yeah.
So why not just get Johnny Mathis or Adele? Why would you lean on the Eagles of Death Metal outside of the laughs? And they're gone the second you start playing it because they're doing a serious version.
Yeah, cash grab.
Is there any other songs on this?
And Johnny Mathis has done it 10 times. But he's new blood.
But you know what you're getting, and it's going to be the same as what you just got from Eagles of Death Metal. And I love Eagles of Death Metal. I think they're fun.
I don't see anything else here.
Not too many write new Christmas tunes for some reason.
Well, England has a whole category for it, so they have that's a bonus gorgeous. For hitting number one with your Christmas song.
Oh,
so
I saw it.
They
saw
get
that
blasted
movie.
Every year, but well, no, I mean that's a real thing.
I know.
Before the movie, but they don't have like nobody cares anymore.
Oh, hey,
that's the Team America.
Well, you're getting real American over here on me, so.
Talking about Great Britain? You're right.
So,
do you have any other songs?
No, not from that. That's the only one that I can find from them. So, right. We'll jump over to Robert Plant and Alison Krauss. They have a new one coming out on Friday. Yeah, I know.
They've been together forever.
And this is Don't Bother. It Don't Bother Me.
It talks about them stealing blues songs. That's happening. Doesn't bother.
You thieving son of a bitch. You
gaze upon. Robert Plant still sounds young.
Yeah. And sexy, too.
That high end voice of his. You can't beat
his transition.
Song. He's so good. Right.
Where's Robert singing?
Cut to the chase, the old man. I didn't come here for Alison Krauss.
Yeah. I think
that's all
just
I'm getting.
Backups. And help you
need. This sounds like Man of Constant Sorrow.
It sounds like it's all her singing.
And what's the point of adding him in?
He's doing backup vocals. I think he's producing
so
all her stuff. Yeah. All right, so that's enough of that.
Bait and switch right there. That's the old bait and switch.
Yeah. Brian Wilson, he's back, and he's got pretty much like an instrumental album called out At My Piano, and this is his version of his song Good Vibrations.
By himself?
Yeah.
Crazy Brian Wilson.
He reverses everything on it.
Yeah. Harmonies are done backwards, alone. Oh, so it's just only his piano.
Yeah.
He's not singing.
Yeah.
It's missing something without the incredible harmonies.
Yep. That's yeah. that.
So it's almost rather. Like if you had a kid learning piano in the house.
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Do you know how to sing?
No.
Adele.
I'll take it. I'm picking up good vibration.
Adele's back, the skinny Adele, and this is Easy on Me.
Right.
And you know what we're going to get for this. I mean, it's not like I have to play too much.
She's crushing.
Yeah. Tell us how he left you, Adele, and you're still not over. There ain't no
gold. I mean, she's got a great voice.
She's amazing.
One trick pony, though, with this. That I've been
How mad did Oprah look in that interview that Adele's kept the weight off so long?
Oh, yeah.
OJ-like.
Yeah, Adele is in the wheelhouse now, Brady. She was before. It was like, I would have taken, it was like carving up a Thanksgiving ham. I mean, now, that berry that'll pop right off.
She's out of the Hagen game.
She's not in the Hagen game at all anymore. She looks great. I got my eye on her, you know?
So,
yeah, she can sing.
Oh, yeah.
She can sing like an angel.
All right. So then we jump off to, I think, well, now we'll do this one first. Darkness, their new album, Motor Hard Hits, and this is It's Love, Jim.
I like that. The song is called It's Love, Jim?
Yep.
J-I-M or G-Y-M?
J-I-M. All right. It's Love, comma, Jim.
And then crazy Justin, what's his name, will squeal at us.
Justin Hawkins.
Uh-oh. This is the second time this year I've liked The Darkness.
It's World Comic Town.
This is a cool song.
It's not bad.
Oh, there we go.
There it went.
Oh, man. Chunky. Yeah. But then he's in that voice.
Oh, man.
That's great. It's Love, Jim, but not as we know it. I don't know what to think of this.
I'm interested.
Oh, get out. If they release the instrumental version, I'm interested.
Yeah, but those parts out.
Let Brian Wilson play it on his piano. It might be cool. Why does he have to squeal? It's so good without him. Some people love that Bruce Dickinson thing. I don't get it.
There you go. That's The Darkness. Right. I might check out some more stuff on there just to see what's up, you know.
That's got me intrigued.
Yeah. Exodus. Randall's going to be thrilled about this one. This is their new song, Clickbait.
Yeah. You've been around a while, right?
Oh, yeah. They're like one of those thrash bands from back in the 90s.
Mark Randall, grow your beard. Yeah. Grow it long.
The other one that he likes, they're not related.
Testament.
Devil
Oh, Devil Driver. Driver. Yeah, that's another one.
Devil Driver's good. This just makes me want to play a video game.
Seems like you're playing GTA or something.
I feel like I'm playing Berserk or something.
I thought that was you, John. I
did too. I honestly did.
I thought that was you.
Who says it's not? I love when gargoyles come to life. Maybe the new Ghostbusters won't be bad.
It's Gozer.
Slimer.
It's Gozer.
It's Gozer the Gazarian.
It would only be worth seeing if all the ghosts were kids, too. And they described how all the ghosts, kid ghosts, died. Wow, that's terrible.
Yeah.
Make that stop.
So there you go. There's Exodus. And the last one, I believe this one is kind of a... Is kind of a Marcus Meng band. This is Pathology, As the Entrails Wither.
Anytime you mention entrails, it's a Marcus band.
Lactose intolerance. Is my bloody curse.
There you go.
Yep. Burp rock. I love burp rock.
Dexter says, how is OJ's favorite song not First Cut Is the Deepest?
I already sang that, Richard. Pay attention.
Damn it.
You know what? Follow the bouncing ball if you can. Don't piss me off. That's all.
Must have been out. Sorry, OJ.
You remind me of a waiter I once knew. Except for you're all upright and talking and stuff.
So there you go. That's Pathology. Yeah, and that's like I said, we're kind of screwed for this week. There's nothing to be up with Silk Sonic.
That Darkness has me intrigued. I might
but
be
you
able
know
to,
he's going to whine through the whole thing.
Yeah, I might be able to choke down
he
a couple
of those
songs.
He can't contain himself.
No, he just squeals. Yeah. He's a squealer. And somebody told him that that's a good thing instead of the other way. All right. Toledo Hurry, what do you got?
All right, so as far as games go, Microsoft Flight Simulator was released in July, and they just basically this week they're releasing the full, all the downloadable content, everything. It's called the Game of the Year Edition. It actually looks really cool.
I'd like to thank Microsoft for such great software.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you for teaching us. Thank you for teaching us to fly at home.
Oh, we're soaring. I can tell by the music.
Not yet.
Oh,
there we go.
We've started our Piper 181 engine.
That's very close. Yeah,
yeah, you're pretty close. On that.
Coming out of the water. You've just flew over some hippos.
All I did when I had a flight simulator for my computer was find cities to crash into. I was basically Muhammad Atta.
Didn't they take that out of the game? Somebody said they took that out of the game.
They did. Originally, like, you had to accidentally crash. You couldn't. You couldn't.
Gotcha.
You couldn't.
Do it.
Sacrifice yourself for your cause on the simulator, which I was doing regularly. Like Migs Field doesn't exist in Chicago, but that was my favorite place to land because you could take off again and smash into every building in Chicago.
But they
took away the crashes first. At first, the crash was kind of like present.
Wow.
The graphics weren't good, and then they just blanked your screen.
So it looks like this one. You can do air shows,
unbelievable,
and air races, biplanes. Everything.
Can you crash?
Shot in 4K.
Ooh.
Which I don't know how that works for a digital game, but shot in 4K.
Hmm. All right.
So that
interested,
one's out.
But without crashes, I'm not interested.
Another one of those war games, Battle 2042, is out today.
That one lasted forever, Battle of 2042.
Still going on, you know. Yeah. 20 years left of this.
Yeah, when does it start?
When does it start? Because how close are we? Are there monsters?
They're a bunch of paratroopers jumping off a cliff, and they've got wingsuits.
Cool.
In this one. Let me jump ahead here.
Just a war game.
It's another Call of Duty type thing, and then you get the nerds arguing, the Call of Duty nerds and the Battlefield guys just going back and forth. That one's more realistic. It's like, dude, you're sitting on your couch on your fat ass with a plastic controller. You don't know real.
You don't know. You weren't digitally there.
Exactly.
This one is going into villages and shooting up babies.
You weren't digitally there.
Realistic one. I would like a Vietnam video game where they like included all the war crimes.
Going chow.
Not that so much, but just going in and burning down villages and beating the tar out of kids.
Napalm. All right, so that is what it is there. as far as Netflix goes, the big one this week is Tiger King 2. Starts streaming tomorrow.
Pointless. I have no interest in this. I don't even want to give this
a
push.
I really don't either.
I'm not.
This is sad.
Everybody.
All right, turn it off. There's nothing about Tiger King 2. Like, Tiger King 1 burned itself out. Everybody that wanted that to be as good as it was, it lasted about a month. And the thing that ruined it was the social media and all the people who put the wig on and tried to be Carol Baskin and tried to do their impression, and it was just stupid. You're just repeating what you saw on TV. There was zero clever takes to it. It was, and it got so annoying so fast.
And then because Netflix is the home of the documentary, they've got a new one out. Lead Me Home is streaming tomorrow. About homelessness. 500,000 Americans experience homelessness every night. Lead Me Home is a documentary short.
The person I was staying with, I couldn't pay my rent.
That captures the experience from multiple perspectives.
My senior year in college, and I lost all of my family support.
There's more to that story.
I've always had that desire to get off the streets. It's just been hard.
What is an immediate concern? Your child eating that night or the rent that's due in 2 weeks? I'm going to feed my kid.
See, I'd pay rent.
While we have developed a lot of units of permanent supportive housing, we're not keeping pace.
That kid's got hands and eyes. It can go through the trash just like anybody else.
I didn't have money and I didn't have nowhere else to go. So we slept outside for 3 days. I made it be like we were camping.
Just in time for the holidays.
Yeah, I mean, this is an uplifting story. This is the feel-good hit of the winter.
All about L.A. and how all the streets are crowded.
Yeah. Well, L.A. has crowded streets for homeless people is because that they embrace them and make it easier for them to be homeless, which is not easy in the first place.
Right.
When I was in L.A. last June, I couldn't believe how, like, the rules are just basically anywhere you want to be. And it doesn't encourage anybody getting better. It's there's no help. It's just put a tent anywhere you want. We're just going to ignore you.
Just had a buddy get back last week. He's like, when's the last time you went to L.A.?
It was crazy.
It's been a while. He's like, it's unbelievable now.
It's different. And I lived there for a year and a half, and I loved it. I was up in Pasadena, and it was nice. You go down, I mean, it's just tents all along the freeway. It was weird. Like, downtown Los Angeles was just flat weird because it was almost like encouraged that you know, we're not going to, it's almost like an unspoken bond to say, we're not going to say or do anything about this outside of make it so nobody can be mad about it. Like, it's against the rules to say, I don't want these people in front of my business.
Right.
And so nobody's helping them. Nobody's doing anything to make it go away. They're just making it so you can't say just anything.
Bring KOA in there or something. At least make those concrete campgrounds.
Yeah. I mean, where is your Cabela's and Bass Pro Shops tent giveaway? Because some of the ingenuity on their houses are amazing. Like the tent that they put up next to the hotel I was staying at was incredible. It was better than the room I was in. Oh, it had dividers and had indoor plumbing. But yeah, I mean, nobody's trying to help. Everybody's trying to just appease it. Yeah. Los Angeles is a disaster. But you drag a camera to it, and it's the saddest thing in the world.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
You guys ever have any bunch of Von Dutch gear?
I never got the Von Dutch thing.
Yeah, I didn't.
I never did either. Well, there's a...
It was never a douche, so no.
Yeah.
Von Douche, yep. The documentary is out on Netflix called "The Curse of Von Dutch" about the rise and fall,
otherwise known as the autobiography of John Jay.
It was really a facade.
Everybody on the planet had Von Dutch.
I didn't.
That hat, it was like crack to the streets.
I did like the hat when I saw that the first time.
Money was rolling in.
North of a billion.
The logo was cool. Yeah, the logos weren't bad. It was the people wearing it.
Yep. Paris jumps out of a cake.
The things that you dream about doing, I got to do.
And all these cars and homes.
It was such an amazing...
Why are they acting like the Von Dutch thing lasted so long? I remember it being like a year and a half.
It was that in Affliction.
It was like 9 years, and then Affliction will be the next documentary.
You want to talk about Von Dutch? I'm Ed Boswell. I created Von Dutch.
Why are you trying to deny me my shit?
I'm Bobby Von.
Oh, hit the button, Brett. Hit the button and turn it off. Okay.
I created Von Dutch originals.
Don't tell people that...
There's a controversy about who created it.
Right, and I would rather watch the homeless documentary because I'd rather watch homeless people and make me sad than I would douchebags arguing over who invented something no one wants.
And because Brett brought us Christmas music, the first Christmas trailer is out of the year. Muppets Christmas Letters to Santa going to the North Pole is out on Friday.
You mean
Disney.
We're going?
We're going to the North Pole. It may not be easy, guys, but we have to try.
Well, if we're going to get there by tonight, we better get moving.
Well, then let's get going.
Right. We're traveling fast. We're traveling light.
Yeah.
Our merry mission hits the road.
I thought the Eagles of Death Metal was bad.
This is the Muppets. At least they're on brand.
It's all about heart.
What are they going? They're going to Santa to help them out? You're just going to get in the way.
Nowhere to go.
They're dropping off letters.
They're going to try to knock off the North Pole for some toys.
I see. All right, I get it. It's the Muppets.
And then the big theatrical releases this Friday are Ghostbusters Afterlife. We mentioned that already. And then King Richard about the sisters, Serena Williams.
Venus and Serena Williams. Yeah, the Richard sisters. Williams. That's right. It's
Will
the sisters.
Smith plays,
you know, that movie there for a half a second.
Brady, it's that movie about them
about
sisters.
Them sisters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, the ones that hit the ball?
Yeah,
that one actually, that doesn't look so bad. But Will Smith has struck out with pretty much everything he's done recently, so.
Yeah.
But it looks like a good story. And Richard Williams has a bad rap of being like the guy who pushed his daughters, but evidently they wanted to do this, and he just kind of facilitated their dreams, like, with nothing. It could be a great rags-to-riches type story. I'm curious about that. Not curious at all about Kid Ghostbusters, the... You know, terrible nostalgia grab, money push to try to get sad people to remember their youth by drumming up old memories. Oh, it's pathetic. Member berries. So sad. All right. Those are your hot releases brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue, ericsfamilybbq.com. Skeet, 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 repeat. It is delightful. And get yourself some of that delicious treat. There, and I just got off, Anthony just texted me, goes, can we get Holmberg Bound in the restaurant? I don't see why not. We're going to try to push that down his way, too. No promises, but I think I know a guy. We might be able to do that. There you go. Your hot releases are all done. It's 98 KUPD.
You guys partake?
I'll partake. 98. Hit me.
98 KUPD.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet Mesquite. Repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.